Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Ram Goldar and Derem Masechus Vachim Daf Kuv Zayin, the 13th Perek Hashokhav Et Mala. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Amun Aleph teaches that one who performs Zrika of some blood b'chutz is Chayev, and Tanaim debated source. Rabbi Shmuel says the pasuk about Shechtin b'chutz says Dam Yechashev, it will be considered as blood, or Rabos Hazorik, to include one who throws blood b'chutz. Rabbi Kiva says the pasuk about Halah b'chutz says O Zebach, or carbon to include Zorik b'chutz. Later, Rabbi Yavahu says a practical machlokas emerges where someone shechted and was Zorik b'chutz, or was Zorik and Mal b'chutz. Rabbi Shmuel, who derives Zrika from Shechita, would obligate one carbon for Shochet v'Zorik and two carbonates for Zorik u'Malah, whereas Rabbi Kiva, who derives Zrika from Halah, would say the reverse. However, Abai says there is no machlokas because the pasuk says Sham ta'aleh v'sham ta'aseh, there you shall offer up and there you shall do. This grouping teaches a kasuv asan l'chulan avodas achas. The pasuk made all of them, besides halah, like one service. So shochet v'zorek is chayiv one carbon, but zorek mala is chayiv two. All agree that if one was shochet zorek and mala b'chutz, he's chayiv two karbonas. Point number two, Abraisa explains that the phrases b'machana, in the camp, and mechutz l'machana, outside the camp, together teach that one is chayiv for shechting in the machana leviyah, and not only outside all three machanos, but only in a place which is not fit for shechting any karbanos, and not for shechting kachi kachim in darom. Based on this, Ula says a shechet al gagol shel hecho chayiv. One who shechs on the roof of the hecho is liable. Hoyle ve'ein ruy l'shechitas kol zevach, since it's not fit for shechting any carbon. Rava objects that the phrase el pesach ol hamoed to the tent of the ol hamoed seems superfluous and comes to exclude shechting on the hecho roof. Ramari explains that according to Rava that b'machana is no longer necessary to obligate for shechting inside machna lavia, it is instead loisuya kul b'chutz b'tzavaro b'fnim, to include one who shechs a carbon whose entire body is outside, but its neck is inside as chayev, despite the shechita act taking place inside, because the rest of the animal is outside. And point number three, Amoraim discuss Hamala Bezman Hazeh, if one offers up a carbon b'chutz nowadays. Rabbi Yochan says he's chai because Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shait V'Kitchel Lasi Lavo, the original sanctification of Yerushalayim and the base of Migdash, sanctified them from that time and for all future times. So the prohibition to sacrifice on Obama remains. Reish Lakish says he is Pater because he holds Kedusha Rishonah was only for that time, but not Lasi Lavo, and sacrificing on Obama became permitted after the Churban. The Gemara suggests this parallels Machlokas Tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer says, when they built the Heichel of the second base of Migdash, Hayosim Klaim, they set up curtains in the Heichel and Azara as temporary partitions. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shemati Sheyam Akriven Alfa B'Shem Bias, I heard that they would sacrifice Korbanos even though there was no base of Migdash, and they ate Kachim Kachim in the Azara area even without curtains, and ate Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni inside Yerushalayim, even without walls, because Kedusha Rishonah Kitchel HaShaita V'Kitchel HaSinu Lavo. The Gemara assumes that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and required curtains to permit these activities, but concludes there may be no Malchokas, and the curtains were just for privacy. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph teaches, the one who performs Zrika of some blood b'chutz is chayiv, and Tanaim debated source. Rabbi Shmuel says, the pasuk about shechting b'chutz says, dam yechashev, it will be considered as blood, or rabos hazorik, to include one who throws blood b'chutz. Rabbi Kiva says the pasuk about halah b'chutz says, o zebach, or carbon to include zorik b'chutz. Later, Rabbi Yavahu says a practical machlokas emerges where someone shechted and was Zorik b'chutz, or was Zorik and Mal b'chutz. Rabbi Shmuel, who derives Zrika from Shechita, would obligate one carbon for Shochet v'Zorik and two carbonates for Zorik u'Malah, whereas Rabbi Kiva, who derives Zrika from Halah, would say the reverse. However, Abai says there is no machlokas because the pasuk says Sham ta'aleh v'sham ta'aseh, there you shall offer up and there you shall do. This grouping teaches a kasuv asan l'chulan avodas achas. The pasuk made all of them, besides halah, like one service. So shochet v'zorek is chayiv one carbon, but zorek mala is chayiv two. All agree that if one was shochet zorek and mala b'chutz, he's chayiv two karbonas. Point number two, Bryce explains that the phrases b'machana, in the camp, and mechutz l'machana, outside the camp, together teach that one is chai for shechting in the machana levia, and not only outside all three machanos, but only in a place which is not fit for shechting any karbanos, and not for shechting kachi kachim in darom. Based on this, Ua says, so shechir al gagul shel hecho chayev. One who shechs on the roof of the hecho is liable. Hoyel ve'ein rui l'shechitas kol zevach, since it's not fit for shechting any carbon. Rava objects that the phrase el pesach o hamoed to the tent of the o hamoed seems superfluous and comes to exclude shechting on the hecho roof. Ramari explains that according to Rava that b'machana is no longer necessary to obligate for shechting inside machana levia, it is instead loisuya kul b'chutz b'tzavaro b'fnim, to include one who shechs a carbon whose entire body is outside, but its neck is inside as chayev, despite the shechita act taking place inside, because the rest of the animal is outside. And point number three, Amoraim discuss hamal b'zman hazeh, if one offers up a carbon b'chutz nowadays. Rav Yochanan says he's chai because kedusha rishona kitchel shait v'kitchel lasi lavo, the original sanctification of Yerushalayim and the base of Migdash sanctified them from that time and for all future times. So the prohibition to sacrifice on Abama remains. Reish Lakish says he is pater because he holds kedusha rishona was only for that time, but not lasi lavo, and sacrificing on Abama became permitted after the Churban. The Gemara suggests this parallels Malchokas Tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer says, when they built the Heichel of the second base of Migdash, Hayosim Klaim, they set up curtains in the Heichel and Azara as temporary partitions. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shemati Sheyam Akrivan Alphabishayim Bias, I heard that they would sacrifice Korbanos even though there was no base of Migdash, and they ate Kachi Kachim in the Azara area even without curtains, and ate Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni inside Yerushalayim, even without walls, because Kedusha Rishona Kitchel HaShaita V'Kitchel HaSin Lavo. The Gemara assumes that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and required curtains to permit these activities, but concludes there may be no machlokas, and the curtains were just for privacy. All right, so now it's time to go to our Siman Daf Kuf Zayin, and this Siman was suggested to us by Rabbi Baruch Halef from Baltimore, as well as from Kobe Melkin from Yerushalayim. They both suggested the Kuf Zayin is couscous. Couscous, the food, couscous. So here goes. The man who did zrik with dung mixed with couscous outside the mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing it to shechita, and one to halah, by pointing to the man shechting on the roof of a replica of the heichel, was relieved when another rabbi said he was pater because there is no more kedusha nowadays because kedusha rishono akitcha lasid lavo. Once again, slow motion. The man who did zrik with dung mixed with couscous, that must be around daf kuf zayin. The man who did zrika with dung mixed with couscous outside the mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing to shechita and one to halah, which reminds the Gemara discusses whether zrika b'chutz is derived from a pasuk of shechita or halah. So the man who did zrika with dung mixed with couscous outside the mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing it to shechita and one to halah, by pointing to the man shechting on the roof of a replica of the heichel, which reminds us, our Bryce explains that the phrases b'machana, in the camp, and mechutz l'machana, outside the camp, together teach that one is chai for shechting in the machana levia, and not only outside all three machanos, but only in a place which is not fit for shechting any korbanos, and not for shechting kachi kachim in the darom. Based on this, Ula says, "Shechir al gagol shel heichel chayev. One who shechs on the roof of the heichel is chayev, hoyel ve'ein rui l'shechitas kol zevach, since it's not fit for shechting any carbon." Rava objects. So the man who did zrik with dung mixed with couscous outside the mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing it to shechita and one to halah, by pointing to the man shechting on the roof of a replica of the heichel, was relieved when another rabbi said he's pater because there is no more kedusha nowadays because kedusha rishona l'kitcha lasid lavo. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokas about hamal b'zman hazeh if kedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha lasid lavo. So once again, the man who did zrika with dung mixed with couscous outside the mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing it to shechita and one to halah, by pointing out to the man shechting on the roof of a replica of the heichel, was relieved when another rabbi said he's pati because there is no more kedusha nowadays because kedusha rishona l'kitcha lasid lavo. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf kuf gimel. So the simmer daf kuf gimel is kugel. So here goes. Mr. Cohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop. Kugel? That must be on daf kuf gimel. Mr. Cohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop, who decorated his store from all the hides he received from the men and women who brought olos, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when Kohanim received the ore of a carbon. Both the oros of a man's ola and a woman's ola go to Kohanim. This is darshaned by a brisa from a superfluous ha'ola. The oros of kachim kalim are received by the carbon's owner, but the oros of kachim kalim are given to Kohanim. So Mr. Cohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop, who decorated his store from all the hides he received from the men and women who brought olos, was so excited when a customer brought his giant Yerushalmi Kugel that he was makdish an ola to Bet HaKabayis, which meant its hide belongs to Hektish, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda Darshan's olos ish, a person's ola to exclude olos Hektish, an ola of Hektish. Three interpretations are given of this case, the first of which is later rejected. Rabbi Yanai says it means an ola which the owner was additionally makdish for Bet HaKabayis, meaning for monetary Hektish. Although there is a machlokas if such Hektish takes effect on a carbon midderaisa, or only midderabanan, that is only regarding its meat, which belongs to the Mizbeach, but regarding its ore, it surely belongs to Hektish midderaisa, and not the Kohanim. So Mr. Cohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop, who decorated his store from all the hides he received from the men and women who brought olos, was so excited when a customer brought his giant Yerushalmi Kugel that he was makdish an ola to Bet HaKabayis, which meant its hide belongs to Hektish. As he put the money he received in the leather satchel he had made from the hides he received from Kachi Kachim, which reminds us, the Pasuk says that the ore of an ola is given to Kohanim. A Braisa darshans the phrase Asher Hikrib, which he offered to teach, that they receive oros of other karbanas. Still, only Kachi Kachim are given to Kohanim because they're similar to an ola, but the oros of Kachim Kalim are given to the carbon's owner. Rav Shmuel derives that the oros of Kachi Kachim are given to Kohanim based on a Kal Vachomer. Daf Kuf Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Dalet is a code. So here goes. The Kohen searching for code. Code? That must mean we're on Daf Kuf Dalet. The Kohen searching for code, who was told the skin of a carbon was permitted after Zrika before the meat became pasul, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas if Zrika is effective for the ore alone when the Basar was disqualified. So the Kohen searching for code, who was told the skin of a carbon was permitted after Zrika before the meat became pasul, found etched into the skin a map with the location of the three Beis HaDeshanim, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Avuha says, there are three Beis HaDeshanim, places of ashes. Number one, a large Beis HaDeshan in the Azara for burning disqualified Kachi Kachim and Parmin Yisrafim, which were disqualified before Zrika. Number two, another Beis HaDeshan on the Har HaBayis for Parmin Yisrafim, which were disqualified after Zrika. And number three, one outside the three camps, meaning outside Yerushalayim, for burning the Parmin Yisrafim according to their proper procedure. So the Kohen searching for code, who was told the skin of a carbon was permitted after Zrika, before the meat became pasul, found etched into the skin a map with the location of the three Beis HaDeshanim, but could not discern the code to figure out if Parmin Yisrafim, Asirin Yisrafim that were left overnight, disqualifies their meat, which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, Lina Mahushatoluba Parmin Yisrafim Ibisirim HaNisrafim, is remaining overnight effective to disqualify meat of the burned bulls and the burned goats? Do we say Lina only disqualifies Basar de Barachila, meat which is consumed by people or the Mizbeach, but not the meat of Parmin Yisrafim, or does it disqualify this meat as well? Although a brisa proves that pigul intent is ineffective for Parmin Yisrafim because they're not consumed items, it's still possible that Lina does disqualify them. Daf Kuf Hei, so the Simon Daf Kuf Hei is a hacker. So here goes. The hacker, that must be on Daf Kuf Hei. The hacker's computer overloaded when trying to write a problem to solve if Parmin Yisrafim are half in and half out with majority of one limb out, whether we follow the limb, which reminds us, the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah taught that as soon as Parmin Yisrafim are carried out of the Azara, the Matami the people carrying them. Rabbi Lazar asks, if half the body was outside and half inside, and the majority of one limb was outside, do we say, regarding this minority part of the limb left inside, we throw it after its majority to consider the entire aver, and thereby the majority of the animal outside? Or does it follow the majority of the animal, meaning its actual location, and its majority has not yet left the Azara? So the hacker's computer overloaded when trying to write a program to solve if Parmin Yisrafim are half in and half out, with the majority of one limb out, whether we follow the limb, while his partner was creating detectors for Sofa Letame Tuma Chamura, which don't need Heksha, which reminds us, the Torah says that Zera, edible seed, is only a couple Tuma after Heksha, preparation for Tuma, meaning becoming wet, and later contracting Tuma. This model teaches that just as seeds, which will not be Matame with Tuma Chamura, a severe Tuma, meaning as an Avatuma, which food can never become, require Heksha, the same applies to anything which is not Matame with a Tuma Chamura. This excludes the nevela of a kosher bird, shesofa letame tuma chamura, which is destined to be matame with a severe tuma, vein sricha heksher. So it does not require heksher, but is matame food automatically. So the hacker's computer overloaded when trying to write a program to solve. A parmini swapping were half in and half out with majority of one limb out. Whether we follow the limb? While his partner was creating detectors for Sofugatame Tumukamura, which don't need picture, and things that aren't Matame a person through contact, which only make a shiny, which reminds us, the more it teaches that whatever cannot be Matame a person through contact is only Matame food as a shiny. Daf Kuf Vav. So the similar Daf Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker. So here goes. The tightrope walker, that must move around Duff, Kuvav, a fine line, Kav. The tightrope walker who knows down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayev twice, which reminds us, the 13th parak begins, Hashochev amal b'chutz, one who shechs and offers up a carbon outside the Migdash. He's chayev for the shechita and is chayev for the offering up as well because they're separate averos and obligate to chatos. Yose Glili agrees that if he was shochet inside the Migdash and offered it outside, he's chai because the carbon was shechted properly and was a valid carbon. But if he shechted it outside and offered it up outside, he's pater shohela eladav repasel because he only offered up something invalid. Since the carbon was invalidated when it was shechted outside the Migdash, the subsequent halah is not liable. So the tightrope walker who knows down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayev twice, quoting the sources for the Azars and Onshim for both, which reminds us the Gemara brings the sources for the Onshim and the Azars for the Shechita and the Halah b'chutz. So the tightrope walker who knows down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayev twice, quoting the sources for the Azars and Onshim for both, shocked the crowd when he threw down his balance pole to stop someone from doing the same, who had been makdish his carbon during Shas Heter Bamos, which reminds us, we learned that even carbonas designated b'Shas Heter Bamos cannot be sacrificed b'chutz once Bamos become prohibited. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which duff are you in the location of the three base of the Shanim, the three places of ashes? That's on duff. Kufdalet. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you discuss determining the majority of Parim Nisrafim leaving the Azorah to be Matame? That's on Daf. Kufay. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you learn that Menachemiah holds? The reason the Sirosh Chodesh was burnt on the day of the inauguration is because of the Aninus of Aaron and his sons. That's on Daf. Kufal. Good. Number four. Which stuff do we have in Malchokas if Moshe was a Kohen and we learn Kocharon Af Shabbatorah Nemer Baroshim? That's on Daf. Kuvbeis. Good. Number five. Which daf do Malchokas regarding one who offers up a carbon b'chutz nowadays, which is based on the Malchokas whether Kedush Rishon Kichel Shaita, the Kichel Asil Avo, that's on daf? Kuvzayin. Good. Number six. Which daf do we ask whether Parmi Nisrafim and Sirmi Nisrafim become puzzle with Lina, that's on daf? Kuvdod. Good. Number seven. Which daf do you discuss the din of one who shecks a carbon on the roof of the Heichel? That's on daf. Kuvzayin. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we learn that whatever cannot be Matame a person through contact is only Matame food as a sheni? That's on daf. Kufay. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we milchok is where the Zerika b'chutz is derived from a pasuk of Shechita or Halah? That's on daf. Kuvzayin. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you learn that the orals of Olas Hekdish are not given to Kohanim? That's on daf. Kufgimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.